Would you like to do the welcome, the official one, since I did it last week?
No, you're better than me.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. You're better than me. Okay. Welcome to episode 22 of the Nags and Brags podcast, featuring...
Sorry, I just ruined that.
Fucking hell.
22 is my lucky number.
Well, here we are.
Here we are.
You'd think that we'd put in much more effort and got a special guest for your 22nd podcast.
But we're doing dilemmas and I like doing dilemmas.
No, I know. You did choose today.
I like listening to podcasts talking about people's dilemmas. It never gets boring.
But this is the Nags and Brags podcast where we nag and we brag. We mostly nag and we leave the bragging to our guests, but sometimes we have our little minor brags that we'd like to just throw in there.
You said that like we'll huff them up, huff them, we'll blow your house down.
Mm.
We're back in the studio, guys, and Cassie has got the horny lighting on.
Yes.
I love the horny lighting.
Isn't it nice?
Do you know what? It's like being in a bedroom with the Netflix screen in the background.
Yes. Yeah. But there's nothing better, if you think about this, in life than good lighting. I always say that.
Like, see, you're in than being horny.
No, well, that too. But if you're in a bar, do you not ever think that? Like, if you're in a bar, even with Joe, and you're sitting there, do you ever look at the lighting and think it could be better? Like, or it could be...
Well, I feel like I've never had that conscious thought, but now that you say it, yeah, I would think that. There's nothing... I would notice shit lighting. Like, if I went somewhere and the lights were really bright, I'd be like, whoa.
I don't like a spotlight over a dinner table at one.
No, neither do I.
It's in all the wrong places.
Do you know what happened to me at Spin a few weeks ago? Yeah, I go to Spin. I try and get any story about Spin. I'm like, something, so I can tell people. I go, the lights broke, and there was a fucking spotlight, me and the girl in front, for 10 minutes of the class. Oh, I span like I'd never spun before.
Oh, really?
I was like Snow White's mum. Snow White, Sleeping Beauty. She was a... Was she the spinning wheel? That wasn't a good reference because I can't remember it. But anyway, there was sweet dripping off me.
Oh, no.
I was sweeting. Because I was...
Do you know what that reminds me? I remember the guy in the Aberdonian guy that phoned up the women.
I can't... Nah,
let me put my hands on your breasts or whatever it was.
I'd like two strangers again. I'd like two strangers. That's my favourite. I'm still 3 years later referencing that every single day.
But nae spucking.
We're still nae spucking. That's genius. That's the best thing to come out of Scotland since William Wallace. But aye, that was a long way for a shortcut.
Mm.
And you started the podcast with giving me a row because I was chewing gum.
I know, but it's because you could hear it. These mics pick up absolutely everything. That's the thing.
They do. I'm a fidgeter as well, so I need to... I've got my hands on my knees.
Yeah.
We've got quite a good setup right now.
Are you nervous because the lights are red? I feel like you're acting dead strange.
I'm not nervous, I'm just trying not to move.
Why?
Because I like, because you can hear it.
It's like ASMR.
It's funny because we're sitting right across from each other and we never usually are.
Males. This is nice.
That was quite nice.
I think for eternity we will record it in the studio.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's good.
It's intimate.
It is.
Rawr.
We came out. Guests would love it in here.
Cut the mics.
Kiss me.
Oh my god, that was really bad. That was really realistic. That sounded like we're actually kissing.
So, anyway,
dreams.
Let's start off by saying, before people start to think that we're lovers and we're not actually podcasters, I mean, the rumours could be true because you'd be wondering, what is happening with my love life? I'm joking.
You're not joking.
No, I know. How are you, Roisin? How are you getting on? Quash? When you put stuff out, like you put it to bed. Well, this will put... I'll just say that.
Squash.
Is it squash or quash?
Squash.
No, it's quash.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
You squash the rumours, you flatten them.
No, you don't. You think that it's quash.
Babes, no. I'm sure it's squash.
Wait a minute.
This is like when one of my friends, who shall not be named, but it's very funny, thought that Kurt Geiger was called Kurt Jaeger. It's like, it's definitely...
Oh my god, it's quash.
You're fucking joking.
No, if someone quashes rumours they say or do something to demonstrate that the rumours are not true.
Fuck off.
Genuinely.
Quash.
Quash. For the Q.
Oh, I've got a... That is a Mandela effect. Does everybody else know that? If you're listening to this, please write in. Quash the rumours.
Quash the rumours.
I was always thought you
don't squash them.
You flattened them. My life is a lie. Sorry, I'm actually taking to Instagram. I'm going to write that down because I'm going to do a poll. You quashed the rumours.
Well, I was going to quash the rumours that you and I are lovers in the night because we've not spoken since the last podcast. I was asking how you were. So there we go. No one will think anything sinister is going on.
I'm good. That was so boring.
The
I
end.
Did a meeting at work today. They were like, how are you? I was like, I'm fine. I just feel like I've got no news. I'm in my quiet girl era.
No news is good news.
Yeah, you could say.
Mm-hmm.
How are you?
I'm good. Running on empty once again. But then...
You need to stop this. You've been doing this for about 2 years.
No, listen, I'll do it until I die. And hopefully if I do die, this will make you laugh that I'm talking about that so kind of openly and easily. No, but I'm just like, I'm still like kind of just running on empty. Running on empty, like I'm just...
You're very busy.
Very busy. Yeah, I wasn't a busy man before. Very busy.
You don't take a lot of time for self-care.
No, I
don't.
You
take a leaf out of my book.
No, I know. I need a salt lamp and I need a salt lamp and...
A diffuser, oil diffuser. I've got all these things in the flat.
Yeah, I'll come.
Just come over.
I know.
They're in the hall.
Oh my God, I've still got a present for you that I've not given you.
Oh my God, that's lovely.
I know, it's in the house. Anyway, yeah, so we'll just get into things because I feel like we could sit here all day and just ramble.
We absolutely bloody could. Do you want to go first with a nag or a brag?
Yeah, and by the way, can I just put it out there just now? Don't go anywhere because the dilemmas this week are pretty damn good.
Yeah, they are actually
the ones
good.
That have come in.
They are good.
I'll start off with a brag just because I had quite a fun-filled weekend.
Nice.
Like in the world of work, like it was really good.
Well,
so
yeah.
It wasn't just working. It was pleasure as well.
I was actually gonna. What is your bag? Because I was gonna ask you about your work this weekend.
Oh, go on.
No, you tell me what yours is first.
So I was booked for a wedding set at Trump Turnberry, which was lovely. But they also invited me to the wedding
so
as a guest,
and
they don't know me, and I don't know them.
Really?
Yes.
That is class.
I know.
How generous.
So it kind of began like a few months ago when I was asked to do this gig and I'd said no because I had something else in. Cut a long story short, that person had cancelled. Miraculously, I still don't know why she cancelled her wedding, but she'd been in for like 3 years in the diary, right?
What, the pandemic. The DJ?
No, the original booking had been in the diary for like 3 years, like a long time because she kept rescheduling.
Okay.
And then cancelled. And then I had to say to this, I said to this other couple, I can now do your wedding. So like, oh my God, amazing. So without me knowing, they went and booked me two nights at Turnberry. And then they sent me out an invitation. And then the mother of the bride got a hold of me and said, listen, we actually want you to attend. What would you like to eat? It's a 4-course meal.
You're fucking joking.
And they said, and bring a plus one.
What?
I know.
That's the best deal ever.
It was great.
Did you feel a bit awkward?
So here's the thing, right? I'm a weirdo like that anyway, in terms of like, I don't mind getting flung into any situation and just getting on with people and that kind of thing. I think because they booked me two nights without me knowing, I felt like I had, not that like I needed to go, but I was like, well, I need to utilise this, like I need to use it.
I bet you did the set of your fucking life up there.
Oh, Roshan. Pulled out songs from bloody...
Macarena's left, right,
yes,
and centre.
I built the set about 3 days before. That never happens. No, I'm joking. But I mean, like...
That is a very generous offer, though.
Yeah,
they asked you to have sex with them as well. Come to the bedroom.
I was waiting for that. No, no.
Come to the bedroom on the wedding night.
I didn't meet the couple until the day.
Nice.
They were getting married.
Oh.
Just the mother of the bride.
Quite a day to meet somebody.
Marianne, really nice lady.
Marianne.
So... I ended up talking to her for about an hour before I even got up to the venue. So then, because they'd booked me two nights, I said to them, thank you so much, but the unfortunate thing in this situation is I get booked up in advance, so I've actually got two gigs doing Friday night, and I had to attend my granddad's partner's funeral on Saturday. Remember we talked about it in the last podcast?
Yeah.
So I gave the night away to my two best friends. I said, you go up, you enjoy yourselves,
very nice.
Have a great time. So that was cool. And also, not their credit card on the room, so it was like... Whatever you want, it's on one of the family. I was like, okay, but I just told them, don't use anything because this is embarrassing for me if you do. No,
need
room
like,
service, need nothing. The best part about it was I was out working and every time when I was like doing a set on the Friday night, I could see my friend phoning me. Leslie was calling me because she obviously had more gossip. Cass, I am now the babysitter for the Waynes. All the kids that are here, they're all loving me because my friend is a nursery teacher, so she ended up befriending all the kids. And then my other friend, so that's my friend Leslie, who kind of embraces the sort of lifestyle that I live when I DJ, right? Which is like basically getting flung into situations where it's like they know me and I know them when we don't really know each other. My other friend finds it all a bit bizarre. She's not really like that. She likes to keep herself to herself a little bit. She's not somebody that you can like, you know, like, I don't know, like you wouldn't force her to try and get to know people. She phoned me drunk on the Friday night and said, Cass, I don't know why I ever thought about this. Like, I thought it just was weird because this family are lovely. And I went, well, there you go. You know them before me because I've not even been up yet. So I drove up on the Saturday. I got ready just like a normal guest would and I joined the wedding and it was a great day.
That is a wild story. I don't think I actually realise how that does sound crazy. I mean, it's very generous.
Yeah.
But I would be a bit worried that they were going to like something.
Something. Or like they expected more.
Oh, well, either I would be a bit worried that they were trying to have sex with me, or I say worried. Maybe I'd be excited. I'll be up there with a bullet from a gun. No, I don't know if I would be worried that they would like. It's a bit sort of horror movie vibe.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Too good to be true. Oh, yeah. Come to the wedding, then before you know it, you're getting roasted like a pig on the open fire. See, this is.
Yeah, they weren't really like that.
But that's good.
They were nice one people. Piece.
Do you know what it is? It's a true crime. Taking its toll on me.
Oh,
I go for the badness.
Yeah, you would have the same angle as my gran because she watches a lot of crime on Netflix. And I'm guessing that she'd have thought that as well. Had she known, I didn't tell her.
We watch it together.
Mm. Yeah, you could.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, I'll introduce you to her. I mean, it's one more person to go and visit her because old people get lonely.
Oh no, don't say that.
No, they do.
I'll start crying.
No, please, can you go and visit my gran?
This is taking such a turn.
I'm not gonna. I was gonna offer to pay you. I'm not gonna pay you. You just go and visit her when you're not doing anything.
For bloody free. I also have a brag for you.
You look excited. What is it?
I know. I do look excited. I have a weird look in my.
What is it?
Well, when you were talking about.
What is it? I'm so excited.
I was going to tell you this and then I forgot.
Oh my God.
I was approached.
Uh-huh.
I know what you're thinking.
What?
Catwalk, New York. No. You'd be wrong this time. I was approached in Sugo by our podcast fans. Shout out to Leanne. Leanne, I fucking love you, man.
Oh my God.
And it's so funny because it's never happened to me before. Or if it's happened, maybe it has happened before, but I can't really remember it. Or it's happened like once or twice.
Right.
But there I was and she came over and she said, excuse me, are you Roisin? And I said, fucking hell yeah, I am. I was covered in pasta sauce, but I was also, Leanne, I will, if you're listening to this, I was fucking pissed.
You were not, were you?
I was, when am I not?
No,
this is the issue.
No, you're not all the time.
I was three sheets to the wind, right, two bottles of wine down, and yes, I'd love the podcast. Said a bit of the, you know, when it's on time, and I thought, Leanne, I completely respect that.
Oh my God.
We're not reliable. But anyway, no, we had a great laugh. Me and the gal, Dem.
I got this message on the 26th of July. And it just links in with what you said about basically being a bit late. It's from Jacka. She's a big fan of Nags and Brags. And she said, Cassie, .. I know the motto, good things come to those who wait, but... I've been waiting too long for my next podcast, so I've taken it upon myself to message and ask, when are you next giving the people what they want? It's
so
my wee home away from home, and I actually look forward to them, so I've taken it upon myself to message. Kiss, kiss, kiss. Ask me if I replied.
Did you reply?
No.
I don't know, sometimes it is hard because you want to
get... I liked it.
Well, do you know, see last week...
But it was coming... That, do you know what it is? Do you ever run away... Sorry to interrupt, but do you ever run away in fear from things?
Yeah.
Like, it's like I read it and like chucked onto the bed and went, oh my God, I don't know when I'm going to come back.
I know exactly what you mean. Well, see, since I have become obsessed with My Therapist Goes to Me, which I was talking about last week, I listened to 3 years worth of their podcast in like the past 3 months. And see now, I'm one of these people. See, when it's late, I'm tapping my foot, checking my watch. Where is it? So now I understand the pain. So, guys, we're going to be more reliable.
This is a deeper issue, like not for the podcast, but I'm going to throw it out there anyway, just in case anyone else is like this. Uh-huh. But I had to mend a friendship this week because, like, genuinely, like, seriously, because I hadn't been to see my friend and she just had a baby and it got to, like... like nearly a month. I'm not joking. And
I thought you were
going
to say the baby's
judge
like
me here.
3 or something.
It got it's a bit longer than a month, but it got to a month and I started to freak out in my head that I hadn't been But because it was time was going on,
you were
I was freaking
more.
Out more and more. Yeah. Do you ever do that where you put things off more and more because you're now you start to just get scared of it? When you really what you should do is just the opposite.
But then you do it and then you're like, what was I even worrying about? It was fine.
Oh, I had to, I sent a big apology message and then because my other friend said to me, you're bad. But she, see, my other friend's so nice that she can't really tell me off properly. Like, she was trying to, but I could tell that she was playing it down. She's like, Cassie, you've not been up. And I was like that. I know, I said, it's just that. And I started, and she was like that, no excuses. And I went, I know. And the weird thing was, I'd bumped into my friend's partner on the same day. And I thought, this is a sign from the gods.
Oh.
But he was quite relaxed. Like, you've been up yet to see baby? And I went, oh, no, I've not. And then my friend went, no, you like it's not good. And then I went, well, what do I do? And I asked her, and she said, you better just go in the group chat and just say, like, I'm really sorry. So I didn't. I went privately and I said, look, I've been a terrible friend. And I said, actually, well, see if I can read it to you, just so you can get a good kind of idea of the sort of wording that I used. And I hope she won't mind me talking about this, but I don't think so.
This is quite nice for our dilemmas episode.
I said, did you enjoy your breakaway? She went away on holiday, that's why. I said, I wanted to cut straight to the point and apologise for not coming up to see you guys recently. I've been terrible with people, and I know this doesn't help at all, but I've not even been to see my godsons, which I've not. Oh my God, this is getting really deep. I'm sorry.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. And then I said, it's not acceptable, but I've been living in a bubble of work. I've seen Leslie and Laura, they're my two other friends, and my head's been all over the place. Anyway, it's not on, and I hope you can accept my apology. I'm hoping we can pick back up from where we left off, and I would love to see you soon. Let me know when you're free next week and I'll come up. Her reply, do not be silly. Everyone is just busy with life, and I get that. My and her partner was away to work on Monday because he works away, so why don't we have a little sleepover? And guess what? We're all having that sleepover this Friday.
Oh, that's nice. See,
the
do you
end
know
of
what?
The story.
Whoever the nameless friend is, that's a good friend. That's a
but she
friend.
Is, and I knew that deep down, but I just
I
felt
think,
like
I was
still scared. I was like, because I knew that I was in the wrong. It was like, she's got every right to basically turn around and say, no, Cass, it's not
it's
on.
It's almost like you're scared because you're scared of her response. So you're like, no, I'll just put it off and not say anything, so then she doesn't have to say anything to me.
But I don't even know if I was scared of a response. I think I was just, I was hating myself for the situation. Like, it was, that's why I couldn't bring myself to even move forward with it at one point, because I thought, no, you're just bad. You're a bad person for this.
You're not a bad person.
Thanks, Rosie.
Don't be so bad, man. You're a great person. No,
wait,
I know
what you're... Can I come around?
Yes.
I'll come around.
Can I come around, man? Are you okay?
Okay.
I'm so weird.
That's good.
Have we ever hugged before?
No, I don't know. No, yeah, we have.
No, I am. I actually am. I'm only a hugger of certain people.
Do you know why I know? Because we do that same thing. Oh, come on, man. We have to make it funny. We can't just do it.
Yeah, you have to do it in an American accent. No, I get that. That was nice, your own personal dilemma to start.
Yeah.
The Dilemmas podcast. I think, though, I sometimes get a bit annoyed when, I suppose it's different if you've just had a baby, but I think when people are really unforgiving with their time, that stresses me out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if somebody's like, you've not been to see me in... All my friends are very relaxed. They're not like that, thankfully. Because that would stress me out if you feel like you need to go and see somebody and then it's in your head and then before you know it, it's been 2 weeks and then it's been a month and then it's been... And then you're working and then you're going to go and you... Yeah.
It's like last year, I was off my work for, what was it, nearly 2 months? Something like that. Which I still not really like spoke about really like openly just with my mates, but I was off because it was just like down and there was things happening. And I remember at the time, I didn't really want to talk to anyone apart from like two people, which was like my aunt and my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Leslie, hello again. I feel like Leslie gets so many mentions in this podcast.
This is Leslie's podcast.
I know, and everyone will think that they know her now. Like, are you Leslie from the Nags and Brags podcast? And at the time I messaged my friends eventually and said, please never feel bad, even if you didn't reach out at any point, because I've learned that, like, sometimes when you're not yourself, and actually it was advice that I was given, when you're not yourself, you've got two types of, like, are your the people around about you either go two ways, right? They either run away because you're not the person that they're used to and they get scared, or they go, oh, no, no, and they've got the arms out and they're, like, trying to, like, you know, come in and let me know what's going on, I want to help. Mm-hmm. But there's no right or wrong, really.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like one of those things where if you're about to judge someone for maybe not reaching out and going, how are you? Maybe because you've not said, it's like, it's an awkward one. So like I just said to my mates, guys, let's pick up from here. no apologies, nothing. Yeah. Like, I'm going to tell you what's going on, and then, like, that's it. Because I'm ready now. I'm ready to do it.
Yeah, I think as well, like, it depends, obviously, on the situation, but people that get annoyed about effort and stuff, I think is hard, because I think you can only be annoyed about effort if you know you put the effort in,
yeah,
and they don't. Like, yeah. Whereas I think if somebody's like, oh, you've not texted me in ages, and then you think, well, you've not texted me in ages.
Yeah.
So
it's like a joint thing.
Yeah, exactly. But I think I think your friend sounds like a good person.
She always has been. Like, always.
Shout out to her.
Yeah.
I think as well, you also a really important life lesson. This has got very deep. This has got very deep very quickly for me talking about Suko. That sometimes things that are your priorities aren't other people's priorities. And I think that's one of the main things
mm-hmm.
that causes people to not fall out, but like not see eye to eye.
Yeah.
Just because something's really important to you doesn't mean it's really important to somebody else. And that's life.
Mm-hmm.
That's hard.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to know it.
I don't think that's actually, do you know what? Like, quite a lot of this chat links in some dilemmas, because I'm sure we've got one that asks about what to do in a friend group when it starts to split off into like two.
Yeah.
And I think that's because you'll find that like-minded people start to group like yeah. separately. And you might find that, I don't mean this terribly, but the people that have high expectations may all just group together because they're constantly like on each other's backs about it. Whereas you find that the people that are just a bit more chill
relaxed.
And more relaxed end up going off with their friends.
My nag, which I will give you quickly, links to my Suko experience. I'm off the wine. This is my nag. I don't want to be, but I'm turning a new leaf. Because I can't, I need to stop drinking wine. I drink wine like Henry VIII. So if you guys ever see me out with a glass of wine in my hand, not
swap it for a pink gin.
Yeah. Oh, I can't drink a pink gin. Right. I could drink a normal gin though.
Vodka? But,
yeah, I could drink a vodka.
Right, swap
until
it for that.
Until I do something wild. But
choice of mixer?
Lemonade or a tonic.
Okay.
I'm an adult now. I used to not like tonic, but now I do. This is a new thing.
Would you have a little
grown.
Bowl of olives as well beside it?
I'm not at the olive stage yet.
That'll come.
Oh, sure, that'll come. But that's my nag. What is your nag?
My nag is things are about to take a massive turn here.
Okay. Let's right. lighten the mood a bit.
Okay. I hope that you're the same as us, Roisin, because I'm doing this live with you.
I probably will be.
When you're on your period, uh-huh.
I've started. Oh.
I'm on mine right now.
No,
we sing in. Oh no!
No, I meant like I'm not 12 because I'm.
Old. Oh right, the way I've seen it.
I've had my first period.
Right, okay, that's good. Just because there's a bit of an age gap, is that right? Yeah. I always get the fear that you leave either your tampon or your lingerie gel somewhere out there, like in the open wild, without putting it, you know, in like a bin or taking out the pants or something like that, and it gives me the fear of God. And I feel like this is an unspoken thing, but please agree with me.
You are in the right company.
Oh, thank God.
Because
yes,
have I ever spoken about my I don't know if I actually have ever spoken about this on the podcast. Have I ever spoken about my toilet album?
No, you have. Yeah, when you take pictures of things to make sure you've done them in the loo, you've told me about this.
Yeah, that makes it sound like I take a picture to make sure I've done a poo. I take a picture. I don't do it anymore now that I live in my own flat. It's given me a bit of my life back.
Uh-huh.
And a bit more storage on my phone. But when I lived with Joe's family, I used to take a picture every time I flushed the toilet because I was like, and I would also, if I was on my period, take a picture of the bin with my tampon in it because I'd be like, I don't fucking know where that is. And one time, this is so hard, I actually shouldn't tell this story. If you're Joe's mum listening, please don't listen to this. One time, right? This is so embarrassing.
I'm so excited for this.
One time.
I feel like you've taken the heat off me in less than a minute.
I can't not tell the story.
No.
It's so apt. One time we were all at Joe's house, right? And we were party rocking till the early hours of the morn. And the sun came up and I went to bed and I got back up in the morning and I went downstairs. Or maybe, I can't even remember if I went to bed. Anyway, it was the early hours of the morning. It was like maybe 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning. And I went to the hall. Bear in mind, Joel's full family. What was staring right back at me? My fucking pad. I was like, how did you get here? My pad, my sanitary pad.
No, but no, but we've been there.
Well, me probably. Probably me.
Well, do you know what's worse?
But how did it get there? Because then, right, so I make it no secret that I get really bad fear. This is also part of the reason that I need to stop drinking wine, because I get the fear so badly, right? So all-consuming. And I used to speak to people that would get the fear when they drank, and I'd be like, oh, no, like, I just never appreciated how bad it was seeing my old age. It's terrible, right? And I don't know if it's just because my mind's not busy enough, whatever, but it's really, really bad. So to the point I'm like, I can only drink in the house, and if my phone needs to be in another room, right? Mm-hmm. I'm getting that sort of way. You know, the people that prep for the end of the world.
Well, you may as well leave it in the toilet if you're going to, because that's the best way, because then you can drink without it and then take pictures of everything that you do in there.
I was actually not with this at work today, and they were saying you should put your phone. I'm at the stage that I would put my phone inside a loaf of bread or something. That was one of the suggestions.
Right.
Muffles, sound barriers, right? Anyway, I digress. Get the fear so badly. So I woke up in the morning. I've feared up already, even though I hadn't done anything. Pads on the floor. I think, how the fuck did you get here? You better
again
have crawled like, no, this was the time I'm talking about, but I was like, you better have crawled like a fucking slug from that toilet to the hall. And there was, it was the only, my only saving grace was it was clean. It was just a safety pad, and it was she was dry, right?
Cause oh, well, you've bad. Not you've taken
cause
other little bit
because
of...
otherwise the dog would have probably eaten it, and then I would have had the grief of injuring the dog because the dog had ate my sanitary pad. I mean, how do you explain that to your boy? I mean, if you split up, you would always be the girlfriend who left the sanitary pad that the dog ate. But all I could imagine, so it must have fallen out my trouser leg, right? Which is, I can't even bear thinking about it. Actually, it's feeling unwell. But then I was like, was I walking about with that stuck to me? Like, there's what if that was stuck to the outside? What if that was stuck to the back of my trousers? And I'm strutting my stuff with a big jumbo pad slapped on my arse like an Asda price sticker. I was like, not today. So I just picked it up and I put it in the bin, and I never mentioned it because I was like, I don't even want to know if anybody's seen that. I don't want to know who's seen it. I want to take this and act like it never happened.
Yeah.
Until this moment that I bring it back up.
Okay.
But yeah.
Well, there you go.
I've been stung before. But what was your story?
Well, it's not really got a bad story, actually. It was just more a nag of the fear. You've kind of covered it. It was more the fear of.
Oh, it's so bad.
Because at the moment, like, I've been staying in mine, and then I've been staying with, like, a friend and, you know, like, in the hotel. And that kind of thing. So it's like, I freak out about that kind of thing when I'm...
You need to start taking pictures.
I'm a bit, no, I'm not doing that.
Look, I know that I'm mentally ill, right? But see, when you start taking pictures, it's just...
I can't stoop to it.
I know you do. If you start taking pictures of your pads in the bin, you need to admit you've got a problem. I do have a problem, but I sleep well at night.
I do stupid stuff. Like today, right? I left the studio to do the toilet, and I was carrying an empty Smarties tube, right? Mm-hmm. I carried it to the toilet empty, and I sat on the toilet and I peed. Mm-hmm. And then... obviously, like, you know, you do your business, you take care of the period. Mm-hmm. What can you call it? What's a better word? What's a funnier word?
Period. I don't know. I never really call my period anything.
You take care of the big P.
The big P.
The big P.
That makes it sound like a cock.
The big red. The big.
Jesus.
So you take. You, I've finished my P.
Have you inserted the tampon?
No, I'm going to. Exchange. I'm going to do a wee exchange, okay?
Okay, I change.
So the empty Smarties tube is in the hand. This is how my brain works, because I start confusing things with other things.
Is it a Smarties
tube? Do you know what it's like? You put your remote control in your bag. Sometimes, have you ever done that, thinking it's your phone, and then you went to work and you went, oh, I've got the remote control. Like, you know, your brain works in mysterious ways where you start confusing things for things. Thankfully, the Smarties tube didn't make its way anywhere near.
So it was a Smarties tube. This
is
not a euphemism.
No, it was a Smarties tube. Okay. And then I put that in the sanitary towel bin.
Oh.
I know.
And then you're left with...
And I looked in one hand and went, uh-oh.
With a Bloody Mary.
But thankfully, that went in the sanitary towel bin as well.
Okay.
But now I'm thinking, oh my God, the cleaner's going to be like, why? And then I started to think things like, the Smarties tube's in the bin, and she'll know I'm the culprit because I'm the only bugger in that place that eats chocolate at like 5 a.m. So she'll know that it's me that's put the Smarties.
Pairing a Smarties.
And it makes it worse when George mentioned in the morning that I was eating Smarties. And I just thought the cleaner's going to just judge me and think, you're so lazy. Why have you put a Smarties tube in the sanitary bin?
I don't think she would be bothered.
I don't know, Roisin.
I don't think that's. I also feel like you wouldn't be looking. I think that's fine.
Because I once put a banana in the paper recycling bin and I get caught.
Oh, God.
Exactly. So I've got previous.
I will give you dilemma number one. Cassie Gillespie / Giuseppe. My boyfriend has been liking bikini pics. It drives me crazy, even if it's an influencer. Please don't name me, as we've had this argument so many times he'd kill me. We will not name you anonymous.
That is so annoying. Like, do you know the thing is as
it's
well? A lot of guys will say, I like everything. No. Because
well,
all you need to do...
Don't like everything. That's the worst excuse ever. Oh, I like everything. I don't even look at it. What?
I could right now. Should I pull in a man for a man's opinion on this?
Gav's coming in.
Gavlaw.
Well, look at this. It's all moody with lights off.
I know. We like a good mood.
Yeah. Right. So light the lights in here.
So... Right, so I've managed to get Gavin Pearson, who actually goes out with your friend Roisin, Laura McIver. Hello, Laura.
I didn't just go out with her.
Oh, sorry, you're married. You're married.
I mean,
sorry.
How many children?
I've been going out with her for 22 years.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Gav, right. Welcome to the Nags and Brags podcast.
Hello, hello, Roisin. Hello, Cassie.
Hi. We have a question for you, putting you in the spot a little bit. We're doing dilemmas today, Gav, and somebody, anonymous, will put because she doesn't want to be named, has said that she's pretty annoyed with her boyfriend because he keeps liking other girls' pictures on Instagram.
Bikini pictures?
Bikini pictures. And he likes influencer pictures as well. So girls that do it as a profession.
All
How
right.
do you feel about this?
Well, I don't know. I have this thing where I need to know who it is. If it wouldn't be someone random. Yeah. It would be... Oh, do you mean in terms of upsetting my partner?
If you like pictures. Like, or do you think it's right that men like... other girls' Instagram pictures when they've got
bikini
a girlfriend
pictures.
Or they're married.
Bikini
oh, good
pictures.
Grief.
Bikini
yeah,
pictures.
It's a minefield, this one, isn't it? I think I'd probably stick to somebody who was around my age or older. I would feel a little bit strange.
But why older? Like, that's interesting.
I just, it's one of those things where it's instinct, where you feel like it's just a little bit creepy if it's someone younger.
Yeah.
I, unless I knew them really well.
Okay.
But I don't
but
know. It's,
I feel like if you know somebody really well, I would say that's different. Because you know them. You're liking the picture because you know them. But if it's some rando in a fucking bikini.
Yeah.
See, I just don't know about the age thing. That is weird to me. It shouldn't be on age.
Well, if I was...
No, it's because it's not okay just because they're older.
I don't know. I just feel as though...
So there's a cut-off age. So you'd like... Okay, so say the girl was in her 30s. Would you like her pics?
Late 30s.
But you need to say bikini. The bikini is the issue here.
Okay.
Would
you like any
them.
Bikini pictures? Any?
Sorry?
Any bikini pictures at all?
No, I
Knowing
think...
that Laura could see...
Oh,
Yep.
No, this is interesting, this one, because Laura's kind of like very supportive to her sisters and other women in this situation. And if somebody looked great, she wouldn't mind me saying that they looked fantastic. Particularly if it's somebody...
Non-toxic
if somebody's in their,
queen.
Let's face it, if somebody's in their 40s, right? And, you know, body confidence does become a problem for everybody when they get older as well as young when they're younger. So I would feel that... If I was liking a picture of a girl in a bikini in her 40s, it would be because I think she looks great and she's looking, you know, I think she should feel good about herself. That's why I'd hit the like. I wouldn't hit the like going, whoa, you look good. I'd be like more a case of,
okay,
well
so
done,
if
you
I,
look fantastic.
If I, okay, this here to play devil's advocate a wee bit, if I was on Instagram and it said Gavin Pearson and 1,005 others like this and it was a girl in a bikini, I'd go, oh, Gav.
Yeah.
Oh, what you like, Gav?
Now there, that's actually just giving evidence as to why I'm very careful about what I like and dislike.
Why I've got a burner account.
Yes.
User 15100.
15 1100.
Thanks, Gav.
Nice
Thanks,
hanging
Gav.
Out. Thanks for having
Gav.
Me on this.
Thanks, Gav.
That's great.
Great job.
It'd be a regular feature. Questions for Gav. It's like an influencer. It's like, why are you liking that? And I think... That would do my nothing. And also, especially, right, sorry, I'm not trying to instigate a war within your relationship, but see if you have communicated with somebody, I don't like you doing that because it makes me feel this sort of way, and then they keep doing it. Why are you liking them? Why are you liking them?
Uh-huh.
Are you saying like, oh, well, like, do you know, I'm here, I'm in the wings. Do you know what I mean?
I know.
I don't know. There's a seediness
about
it.
Yeah, so it's like almost keeping in with them.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Or maybe you are just one of these people that you like everything and whatnot, but you need to be in tune if your partner doesn't want you to do that.
Yeah.
I do think it's different if you know them, though.
I would, if I was you, just say to him, can you not just like the pictures in your head and not do it in real life? See what he says to that, if I'm honest. And just say, I'm not psycho or anything. I don't like seeing it on Instagram.
But I don't
like seeing your name pop up and then however many others have liked it, because you guys will obviously be you two will interact the most, therefore you're going to see his name all the time.
But I also don't think that's as, I mean, maybe am I probably a psychopath? Yeah, but I don't think that's psycho behaviour. I think knowing that your boyfriend has looked at somebody half naked and been like, what, nice, wait, and liked it, for me to get upset about that, I'm not a psycho. I am perfectly in tune.
But it's just more like, what would get me is like, I'm not like that, so I don't put pictures up like that. And not that I think it's bad if you do, but like, for instance, so if my Instagram's not really that way inclined and he's liking the pictures of the girls in the bikinis, and I'm thinking, so do you want me to go on and do that kind of thing?
Also, right, actually, here's my advice. Start posting bikini pictures. And see how he likes that.
Yeah, okay.
Wee bit of tit for tat. I would start posing erotic pictures. And then I would see if he liked them.
Can't be bothered about that.
Oh, I bloody could. Well, I have another boy dilemma that somebody sent us in. I love these boy dilemmas. So I will not name who this came from because it will probably cause her more problems. But she said, hi Cassie and Roisin, I have a boy dilemma and I need your help. Basically, I was seeing a boy for around 3-4 months. Then he hit me with it, I'm not ready for a relationship. Oh, fuck off. So that was the end of that. Brief interject. I don't know what I would do if somebody... I would stalk somebody if they said that to me. I would be like, become ready. Let's get yourself ready.
Yeah, but then sometimes it's enough for you to hear, for you to just go, I should hold my head high and walk away from this because there's going to be someone else out there for me. And at the end of the day, listen, see if the guy regrets it or makes a bad decision, he's going to come back, so...
Oh, I've never held my head high. Anyway,
that's easier said than done, but it will happen eventually.
This is not the point of our story anyway. Sorry, I totally interrupted myself. So that was the end of that. However, since then, I bumped into his best pal when I've been out a couple of times. One thing led to another, and he came back to mind one night. I didn't message him after anything because I felt really bad about the situation. Sorry. Why do you fucking feel bad? You shouldn't feel bad anyway.
He should feel more bad than you, because if that guy said, I'm not ready for a relationship, then you've kind of not done it.
Well, exactly.
Sort of, but...
I felt really bad about the situation. A few weeks later, he messaged me and got chatting and have met up with him a couple of times. This boy's a dog. He seems to be interested in something serious, but I can't help but feel guilty / weird that he is the person that I was seeing's best friend. Any advice would be appreciated.
Right.
That's a great dilemma.
Yeah.
For us, not for you.
I don't know what your thoughts are, but can I jump in here?
You go first.
So... I think if you guys are really getting on and you see a future with this man, you've got to, you know, channel your inner happiness, your own happiness. Not okay, like, shit on other people on the way, but I think there's a way in which you do it. So that guy that you were seeing said he didn't want anything more. He's obviously not come back, so you've not stated that, if he's been trying to get you back or anything like that. So really he's kind of, it doesn't not exist, but you know what I mean? So you're not chatting, whatever. So this guy and you are getting on really well. It could have potential. Why should you give that a miss all because you were seeing his friend? Surely he needs to deal with this as well, or he needs to deal with it more than you, because he should go to his friend and say, I really like X. Do I have your blessing? You didn't want to be with her. Could I maybe give this a go?
That was so much more diplomatic than what I was going to say.
All right, why? What were you going to say?
Fuck him. That's what I was going to say. Fuck him. I would be like, well, if you wanted me so badly, you could have had me. But you fucking didn't. You told me to bolt, so I did. And now I've found a partnership with your best friend. These are all the situations. If you're going to say you're not ready for a relationship, this is what you should encounter.
I know, but there's a way in which you can do it. I just don't think...
I just don't really think.
I get that that's the mindset. Don't get me wrong, I get that that's the mindset. And yes, I'm all for saying what you think and doing what you want to do, but I just think there's a way in which you can do it.
I agree. I give this advice, I wouldn't take it myself. But I think it's more his friends, I totally agree, it's more his friends issue than yours. He's his friend. Yeah. You're just somebody that, now you're just somebody that he used to
see the
know.
Guy that said, oh, I don't want a long-term relationship. We've got to remember, at least he's been honest. It's not like he's led her along. He's said, I'm not ready. And she's went, yes. Yeah. So it's not like, you know, if you were going, oh, fuck him. See, he's not done anything terrible yet. No, if I he had, like, then fair enough.
Why does it take you 4 months to realise you're not ready for a relationship? I know, after a day. I'm like, I'm in love. That's probably my own issue to solve. But I just think, the thing is, I'm given this advice and I'm like, well, fuck it, whatever. But it is hard if you were in a long-term relationship with somebody, you would have to be in the company of their friends.
Mm-hmm.
Now, but I know, I say loads of people. I know people that I've met like that before. It'd be worse if it was his brother. That's what I would say.
Yeah, it would be.
Or his dad or his uncle. That would be worse.
As I say, the facts are, he didn't want a relationship. They're getting on very well. There could be potential there. You can just manage it well and hopefully... Yeah. You guys can...
all be friends.
I wasn't going to say that. I was just going to say, hopefully you guys can be happy together.
Maybe you guys can all have a threesome or something.
Yeah, that's taking it to a
dark
turn.
I think it's this boy's mess to wipe up, not yours.
Yeah, no, he definitely needs to do a little bit more work.
Yeah. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? That would be a tough one. But yeah, I don't think this is your problem. I think you are a legend.
There you are. Okay, so here's one. My friendship group slowly is splitting up into smaller groups and I'm not sad about it. Is that bad?
No.
No.
If you're not sad, you're not sad.
That's it.
That's probably an indication that you guys should split up.
As we said earlier on, people grow.
People grow, people change.
Yeah, go different
and
ways,
also as
different
well,
paths.
Friendship's hard as well because a lot of people, I don't think people like to admit this, but like friendships are hard work and a lot of it is... convenience.
Yeah.
Like you will drift with people if you are not in the same geographical location. It doesn't mean you love them any less or you like them any less or you don't like their company. It's just sometimes there's more obstacles in the way.
That's it.
Spoken by somebody who is friendless because all their friends are away. Apart from Erin. I said this last time, but I actually took out of the podcast and Erin was like, what about me?
Oh, really?
Yeah. But you know, she was in this.
Do you remember the days you used to be worried about mentioning any mates and now they all went. Shout
oh
out.
Yeah, now they're all in it.
Jumping on the bandwagon.
I got a very juicy dilemma that I can read you. Again, anonymous source. She said, do you want some tea? And I said, yes. Two sugars. So my ex-boyfriend and I broke up like ages ago, but of first love and everything, so we're still obsessed with each other. Backstory, so I was on a date the other day and he showed up and long story short, there's a lot of long stories getting shortened here. I ended up leaving the date and going home with him. That's really funny. So, he stayed at mine for like 2 days and then just booked a random trip to Paris for us both. All paid, all booked, everything.
Love that.
Which is wild because the reason we broke up is because he didn't come to Paris with me the first time.
Oh.
Dilemma being, do I go to Paris? Will my friends and family murder me? Should I live my main character movie moment and go and watch the Eiffel Tower sparkle?
Right, wait, I'm trying to work out here. So she's been to Paris and he didn't go or they just didn't go together?
They just didn't go, so they split up.
They split up and they didn't go.
He's rocked up.
Yeah,
she's
he's trying to win her back.
Else.
Yep.
Sorry, I would fucking go.
Oh, 1,000,000%.
1,000,000, love your main character moment.
Yes.
Your friends and family have to love you
like,
regardless.
Like, what a story. I always think, story to tell your grandkids, if you have any grandkids, what a story.
Well, we think you should go live your main character moment. That's probably bad advice.
You've got the blessing from Cassie and Roisin.
Yeah, go for it, babes. Do you know what
the
as
Nags
well?
And Rags
the
Nags family.
The Nags and Rags podcast will be... supporting the trip to Paris. Friends and family have to love you anyway. And like, do you know what? See if you've already broken up with somebody. Is it going to be harder the second time? I don't know. You may as well.
No, this has given me good vibes. I'm thinking if he's booked this, it's because he wants her back for good.
Well, probably. And if not,
whatever I've done, whatever I did, I didn't mean it. I just want you back
to go to Paris. Go to Paris.
Right, getting back into dating after a breakup and I've got no idea what I'm doing. Please advise.
Oh God, I'm not the person to ask for that.
I would just say go with what you think is right.
I would say...
I actually have got different advice.
I'm a love bomber.
No. No, take time for yourself. That is key. Take time to work out who you are and who you want to be. Take time for you.
Find somebody that's more broken than you are. And try and fix them. Pour all your energy into them.
No!
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I don't know what my advice would be. Well, my advice would be... See, the thing is that I feel like I can't give this sort of advice because, see, when they... No, like, you know when Love Island is more in the spotlight?
Mm-hmm.
And people started talking about, like, love bombing and, like, Pete Davidson and, like, toxic behaviours and stuff.
Yeah.
I was like, well, that's what I do. That's exactly what I do. So I'm probably not the best person to ask, but...
If you're going to be dating again, like, I think the advice would be is just, honestly, this is going to be so, like, cliche, but... Just be yourself, you know? Like, if you're going to go out and date, there's no point in pretending. Or be
a disagree. Be a better version of yourself. Make them fall in love with you. Take the course off. That's what I do. Start acting fucking...
Then do a big fart.
Batshit crazy. I would be quite honest. I've never really been much of a dater, though.
I think you'd be quite awkward if you were, like, if someone rang you.
I can't ever imagine.
It depends as well what the date is.
Yeah, it does depend what the date is.
Yeah, I remember I went on a date once and I was seated instead of like across a table from someone.
You sat next to them.
Oh, so awkward.
That's so intimate.
It's so weird.
That's so
like awkward. You have to look onto and it's like you have to look onto their side. I don't like that.
Or you look really close in their face. I'm trying to think of all the dates I've been on.
That's my advice. Like, if you're going to go back out and date, don't get a table where you're sitting next to each other.
See, I would be all over that.
No.
Sorry, you can hear my tummy rumbling.
Don't do it.
See, I think the problem... I mean, hopefully, it won't happen, but...
The same girl, by the way, was also, just reading this here, talking to two guys and the one... that she liked more now seems less interested and she doesn't know what to do about that either.
I would go full throttle.
Declare your love quickly because he's about to run.
Say you love him. Say you're pregnant. I don't... People are going to be calling Women's Aid for Joe after this podcast. Be like, what did she put him through? The thing is about me, if you were going out with me, if you had the pleasure, I am very straight up. My cards would always be on the table.
A straight up sharpshooter.
Sharpshooter, indeed. I would commit to the cause fully. I would be all in. But I wouldn't waste my time with people I didn't like. That's what I would say. I just wouldn't. I wouldn't go on a date, but I wouldn't entertain somebody I didn't like. I just couldn't be arsed. But
see, if you go for a long time, like one of my friends went for a long time without a date, like at all, not for any other reason than like she would start chatting with somebody on Tinder and then she'd realise there were shit chat and she was like, I can't be bothered. But then it got to a point where she was so far out the dating world that like we advised her, look, if somebody asks to take you out,
just go and see
what it's like and get like a bit of dating experience. And that shouldn't... Technically on paper, it shouldn't really have to help you, but at least it does in ways because you can go and see if A, they were like, because it's hard as well on Tinder if you're chatting and you don't know how to take something like a joke or whatever.
Do you know what my advice would be for if you were dating even as somebody who has not properly done it? I think one of the worst things nowadays you can do, take this with a pinch of salt because I'm in a long-term relationship, but is give too much, message too much. I think that kills things.
Yeah.
Because you end up with a mad online sort of smarter child relationship.
Yeah.
And you give away too much of yourself and then...
That's such good advice.
Thank you.
Keep it mysterious. I know.
Keep it mysterious. Yeah. Stay a bit aloof.
That's why I always said that...
You need an air of mystery.
Like, as girls like, even get younger, I say when they get younger, but like, you know, like the ones that are just coming on Instagram now and they're starting to do the old bikini pictures, going back to that, leave something to the imagination. Huh?
Honk, honk.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's quite nice to leave a bit of you, exterior and interior.
I try to think, internal. I think it's hard as well because it is hard. And also I think, like, if you speak to somebody too much before you really know them, I'm being careful with what I say here. I think if you speak to somebody too much before you really know them, like through texting and stuff, I think you can end up, you build an idea of what somebody is like in your head.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I've probably done this before, and it's like you think you sort of, you, because if you're just texting somebody or you're just, you're filling in all the gaps yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So then if you, I think if you go and meet them and you like text well, is that a thing? Text them well. You can sort of, maybe you're more likely to sort of ignore red flags because you're like, no, but we got on really well and know them really well because mm-hmm. we text each other all the time. I would, I don't know, I would just say try and meet people, but maybe that's a bad, maybe that's bad advice. So what if they're a serial killer?
What?
What if they're a serial killer? I'm like, go out and meet people.
Yeah, no, but you watched, we've already come to the conclusion that you watch too much crime.
I know, that is true. But I think that would be my advice, would be try and meet people in a public place and daylight before you give it all away and talk to them too much.
Yeah.
Because then you meet and it's like, what do you say?
I know, exactly, because you've said everything.
Yeah, you've gone through it all.
Exactly.
I would be like that. My first date would be like, take me to meet your family.
And that is why you don't take Roisin's advice. You can take mine instead. No, I'm joking.
Well, that has been a lovely podcast, giving you all some advice. I hope you take it.
Yes, and thank you very much again for joining us.
Thank you.
Why do I have to put on a voice every time we finish?
I don't know. I love doing that voice though.
Anyway, thank you.
Bye, guys. Take our advice. Live long, healthy lives. And if you're on the first date, don't order the meatballs.
And remember and take the pill. Okay, bye.
Have you ever had a really bad first date?
Plenty.
Oh, we should do that. I think we've already done that, actually. Anyway.
Right.
Bye, guys. We love you.
Contraception. Contraception. Remember contraception.
Or don't trap him.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, what a laugh we have.
Thanks for listening to the Nags and Brags podcast. If you are enjoying what you're hearing, let us know at Nags and Brags podcast on Instagram. You can also follow us on our own pages as well, at Pals Before Gals for Roisin, at CastCastG for myself. Let us know what you think. Spread the word, tell your friends, and hopefully we'll see you on the next episode.